One of the big discussions about the impact of artificial intelligence and automation is whether it will destroy jobs or alternatively create jobs. The debate's hardly new. It's happened whenever technology has been introduced into the workplace. And a lot of it depends on your interpretation of what happens and the social and political implications of change. Back in the 19th century, the Luddites, a secret organisation of English textile workers, destroyed textile machinery as a protest against manufacturers who used machines in what they called a fraudulent and deceitful manner. They feared their skills would be wasted as machines would replace their role in industry. The arrival of factory automation, so-called Fordism, and production lines also was seen as a threat to skills and jobs. And I can remember in the 1990s and early years of this century, a huge discussion over the implications of the so-called knowledge society. At that time, unskilled and lower skilled jobs were predicted to be at threat from automation. And then as now, there was pressure for increased skills training and high levels of qualifications. Now, the economists and historians are still arguing whether in the past technology has created or destroyed jobs. But as Aaron Bastani tells in his book, 21st Century Luxury Communism, perhaps the biggest job loss of all time was due to automation in agriculture, with millions of horses put out of work in the early 20th century. Maybe the reason for the fears now are partly because it's often skilled jobs that are at risk, such as journalists and accountants. We're not likely to see any resolution to this debate soon, though we're certainly seeing plenty of lurid newspaper stories, the robots are coming for your jobs, and some very real ones, such as Microsoft replacing journalists with AI to produce newspaper stories. One thing's undeniable though, there are different ways of looking at the future. One way is to say it's all our individual responsibility to make sure we have the skills to remain employable. Another way is to say it's a societal responsibility, and perhaps we could all enjoy the benefits and spare time that artificial intelligence can free up from what are very busy work lives. As John Milton Keynes wrote in 1930, "To those who sweat for their daily bread, leisure is a longed-for sweet until they get it. Man will be faced with his permanent problem, how to use his freedom from pressing economic cares, how to occupy the leisure which science and compound interest will have won."